Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Let's hear it for Diego.
Great. And I would like to start expressing my gratitude first to the back, the team who is organizing it. Amazing collaboration as well as putting us together, Dimitri as well as Marcos. And also to my brother, soul brother, Prima, who has been invited me to join here today. He's there, right? We traveled together, we transformed together as well. So I'm really glad I follow you this time. Okay, so today I have only 20 minutes and I'm going to cover something that is not related with AI, whether you like it or not, okay? And it's more related to freedom. Who likes freedom?
Yes!
Yes? Great. Okay, so I'm going to, it's really relevant to all of you, and I would like to share more of the value going through my journey as well. So my name is Diego Taira. I'm actually the second Japanese speaker after the wonderful Kiki. I don't know if she's here. Okay, but my name is Diego, so I'm going to introduce you a little bit further. So let me ask you, right? How many of you is financially free already? Oh, we got amazing. Amazing. Yes, congratulations for that. Okay, so I achieved financial freedom 6 years back when I was 40 years old. And I have been doing equity investment, which is a stock market, especially in the US, as well as in Singapore market. And I have reached the financial freedom that I can take care of my 3 kids. So I wanted to be, as soon as possible, reach the financial freedom so I can take care of my family and enjoy life. Okay, and I'm also running some online businesses, doing coaching, this and that, as much as I want or as little as I want. Because I find out that after you reach financial freedom, it's super boring. It's not only going to the beach, enjoying the time there, because if you don't have purpose, that is going to be boring. And statistically, in Japan, when the people retire, after maybe 3 to 5 years, the people die. Early die, you know, it's something like amazes me. So to tell you a little bit about my background, I born in Argentina. I have been living there for the first 15 years. My native language is Spanish, or now I talk in Spanglish. I moved to Japan. The first 5 years, I went to Okinawa. The Ikigai words coming, I think, from there, Okinawa. Then I moved to Tokyo, another 15 years. Then the next 15 years, I'm now living in Singapore because my wife is Singaporean, born in Argentina as well. It's a destiny. Okay, yes, I'm also building a community. I have been very pleasant to have mentors like Ken Honda. Maybe some of you know Ken Honda. Yes, he was in the co-living Fukuoka last year in November. So he's one of my mentors, as well as contributing in Mind Valley community as a teacher, as well as a community ambassador. And now I'm building also my soul friends as a business partner to contribute to the society through the foundation. Okay, so how many of you would love to actually pay your trips, everything funded by your portfolio and not your time? Yes or yes, right? So many digital nomads actually achieve location freedom, but not time freedom yet, I guess. So never depend on single income, make investment, create a second one. Uncle Buffett is telling that, so it's true, okay? And then we know that with the AI revolution as well, there is a lot of opportunities out there, but also there is a lot of challenges that you can lose your main income as well. Okay, so we need to take care of that. So today's session, I'm going to briefly cover about the why and the how to build your second source of income, and the aim, the end in mind, will be financial freedom. Okay? So my belief here is when the people like all of us, right, heart center, they have mission or purpose in life, get to the financial freedom status, you will do things for the society. You would like to contribute your time, your knowledge, your experience, expertise, and wisdom to other people to make a better world. This is the status I would love everybody to reach, and then make a better world together. So you are now there, which is the location freedom status. Congratulations. I would like you to actually tap the next person, the right, and the left side person on the tap on the back and say, well done, mate. You did it.
Well done.
Thank you. So we have achieved location freedom. That is a great thing. But as well, how many hours do you dedicate to search about what is going to be the next destination, the location, accommodation, the trips, and so on? Maybe you spend a few hours minimum to actually search for it. Same as your business. You would like to have your KPI, you would like to have, if the cash flow is coming in to pay your expenses, few hours a week maybe. But how many of you dedicate the time to think about your financial freedom, your financial number, how I'm going to get there, how I put my money work harder for me? Every single month, at least few hours. You see, there is not many people who actually put the effort, the time required to build your muscle to get there. So you go to the gym, right? You cannot outsource the push-up, the squat, and then right to your coach and say, hey, where is my six pack? No, you have to put the work. Okay? And I will tell you as well that even the financial advisors, right, are salespeople, and they need to sell products, right? And that is how they make the money, that they are salespeople. So they don't have the best intention ever, maybe they might be, to make you rich, to get retired. They will help you, but at least you have to understand how it works and delegate. It's the same as the business. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a high level, so you don't need to think from zero base, where you can go in the short term, mid term, and the long term plan. Okay, in the short term, you can read this, so I'm not going to go through everything. Anything can happen, right? So we need to build the emergency fund at least 1 to 3 months. So touch wood, if something happens, you don't need to work, maybe you can go back to your country, you need anything, you can cover that, okay? So I hope everybody here has at least 1 to 3 months to cover your expenses, okay? If not, focus on this. The next, right, the midterm, it will be, how many of you are digital nomad and have a kid? Bring it together. You see, interesting. Yeah, so, you see, you start. Okay, yeah. So here we go. Maybe in 3 to 5 years from now, you will say, oh, I met my wife here in Danan, now I got married. And then you would like to have children. Or maybe you would like to have a stable lifestyle, which is you want a house in Bali, Danan, or whatever, right? So we need to still planning ahead for the next 3 to 5 years. Okay, so the long term, this is the end in mind that we need to have, is when I can retire. When I can actually say, boss, I don't need you anymore. Or yourself, you say, I don't need to be in the business. So you can have the option to work because you love, not because you have to pay the bill, right? This is where you're in the place of high energy, high vibration. The law of attraction is going to happen in that area, that you're not surviving, you are thriving in life. So we want to get there, and then in order to do so, we need to plan ahead about your financial freedom as well. Okay? Not only as a digital nomad, but as a person. Okay? If you can bring the 60 years old to 50 to 40, then you will be able to now spend more time with your kids. So luckily you don't have kids yet. Okay? We are still on time. So let's plan ahead to say, oh, I'm going to reach there, I'm financially free, so and now I'm going to dedicate the time for my kids and enjoy life. This is the place we want to go. Okay, so FIRE. In 2020, I said to my boss, I was working as an IT consultant. Okay, so if you are an entrepreneur, you are a corporate person, it's okay. Anybody can reach there in any ways. I say, boss, I fire you. I don't need you anymore. I said, what? I say, this is financial, I reach financial independence, retire early. So I actually, in COVID, I don't need to pretend to be working at home, so I'm done. So I left. Okay? It was very nice to see my boss face. So let's look into, look in your purpose that or a job that you don't need to retire anymore. That is the aim for us. Maybe they call it Ikigai or whatever, but this is the aim, yeah. So if you don't find the ways to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. True or not?
Yeah.
Sure. So I come up with this income pyramid, because it looks like a pyramid, with a three-level framework to build it. That's something for you to take a look. The 70% of your energy and your time might be focusing on generating the income, the active income, through freelancing, consulting, and coaching. Right? Whatever you do right now, it's okay, let's focus on that activity. The 20%, I would like you to also focus your energy and time to build up something that is scalable, which means it's going to be the course, digital product, or maybe social media. And the third step is going to be into more 10% of your energy into investment, right? So we have two different engines here. One is like you are working for it. It's like a career engine that you are putting money in, you get income. Then this money we pull into the investment because you need capital to invest. If not, you cannot invest. So we have two engines that is going to work hand in hand together. And until this one, the asset is going to outgrow your natural income, the monthly income you have. Okay? So one statistic, if you invest in the S&P 500, which is the main index fund, right? How many knows about the S&P 500? How many of you invested in the S&P 500? Oh, a little bit lesser, okay? But in general, the ROI, return on investment, is around 10 to 12%. Dividend compounded. So if you put $10,000 in 1995, after 30 years, that is almost half a million. 30 years for you, without any doing anything, you can just focus on your work and that is going to compound. That is a compounding effect. Okay? And if you don't have a kid, when you have it, start building that. Okay? So when they become 30 years, 40 years old, they're already financially free. This is what I'm doing with my kids right now. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to focus a little bit more in the next 7 minutes, I think, on the answering these three myths. The three common beliefs that are keeping people away building this wealth, the true wealth. How many of you have this belief or hear about, I need to save a lot of money before I can start investing? I was talking with several people and I got three of these questions. I don't have time, I don't have the money to invest, right? But actually it's not true, because in this modern world, you can start investing a fraction of a share. You can start just as little as $50. Every single month, $50. Even my kids can do it with a small saving they have. Okay? So one of my trick is double the money they give it to me, and we invest in the stock market. So they are able to start understanding how it works since 8 years old. So anybody can do it as well. Okay, from 8 years old, you can start talking. So And one more thing about this is we start small. Say for instance, you have a portfolio of $10,000 and the other person has a portfolio of $100,000. So if 10% of volatility, which the market can provide, drops, the $10,000 is $1,000. Down, you will see in red. The $100,000 will be $10,000. So if you start with the $100,000 and you see $10,000 down, you will freak out. The market is really emotional. And you will pull the money out from the stock market, you will say, oh, I lost money, this doesn't work, don't touch it. That is a normal 70% of the people. Okay? So you start small, you learn about how to do it, and then you grow. Okay? So sad. So plant the seed today. Okay? The number two, I'm not good at numbers, so investing isn't for me. How many of you have this kind of belief or hear before? Okay, I see. Kiki, thank you. Okay, yes, so this is, investing is not a math exam, right? It's everything's a skill, like running a bicycle. Anybody can learn. And I can show you because I have been coaching people who are 15 years old, a single mom, because we are forced to learn about this thing, right? And spiritual coaches, there are many in Mind Valley as well, to CFO, MBA, PhD, and whatsoever. So everybody has something in common. They don't know how to invest. They might be good at numbers, they might be seeing every single day numbers, but they don't know how to invest. Even the financial advisors, they don't know. So you have to take care, because nobody else will care more about your money more than you do. So build up the confidence, right? Confusion, sometimes you will see a lot of difficulties there, trying to read the things, but through education and action, you'll be able to actually deliver and get results. Next. Okay, this one is my favorite one. No one in my family invested, and they told me it is risky. How many of your parents say that, or you know? Yes, right? And we follow this principle. People who are not doing what you want to achieve, they are not qualified to give you any sort of advice. It applies in business, social media, or whatever. If I want to go on board, like grow my personal branding, I'm not going to go to my mom, I'm not going to go to my best friend, I'm going to go to Kiki. Right? So go to the right person and then expand from there, right? Ask the person who are doing it or done that. That is the best way to go. So break the cycle, build the legacy through knowledge, education, join communities, or even investment club, and have an accountability partner, because when it comes to your finances, normally what you do is procrastinate. You can do many things, but you're going to procrastinate. Have a regular meetup, dating with your partner to actually take a look on your finances. Are we getting closer or not, right? If you need that help, hire a coach, hire somebody who are there. So start small, start as soon as possible. I think I have one more minute. And invest in your future. This is my last message I want to give it to you. Be the one who change your family tree. You cannot wait. Not yet. You cannot blame your ancestor because they're not around anymore. You cannot blame also your parents because they did what they could at the maximum capacity. But what you can do is take responsibility right here, right now, on your finances, and then the next generation is going to appreciate what you did. Okay? And try to pass on this knowledge that nobody was telling us, right? Not your parents, not the teacher, preachers, society, nobody. Okay, so as you can see, anybody from any type of category, any part of the world can actually learn the skill, how to invest and grow your wealth as well. Okay, so this is my kind of last slide, the freedom gap. You are now here, location freedom, you work anywhere with a laptop lifestyle, a little bit you have to do hustling, and the income is tied to the time. Let's try to build this bridge with multiple sources of income, so you can have through investment, you can have passive income that is going to fund your trips, your entertainment, and make your money work harder for you, and not you for the money. Last but not the least, we are going to have one workshop, because this is 20 minutes, nothing, I cannot deliver any meaningful thing, but we are going to focus more about investment in the workshop, in reality. So they have a huge screen over there, it's very nice, with Freeman as well. And I would like to get in touch with you if this resonates. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for the talk. I had a question. You mentioned that you told your boss that you reached financial freedom, but it sounds like a subjective number that's going to be different for everybody. So how do you define financial freedom, and what do you use in order to determine that number for you?
That is a good question. How many knows your financial freedom number? What is your number actually? Yes, that would be great. Yeah, you keep coming in. But the thing is, there is a lot of tools you can use it up. What is calculate my financial freedom number? And normally is the number that you're going to multiply by, say for instance, if your cost of living is around $60,000 per year, the cost, right? You multiply by 20 times, right? You're going to be like 1.2 million. So 1.2 mil, are you able to actually get some sort of investment, 7% investment, to don't run out of your money and they keep growing? So you take around 4% of that, and they keep that money keep compounding at 7%, which means the 3% is keep growing. So you never last zero. But if you don't invest anything, with the inflation, it's going to be decaying until you get to zero. And if you want to live like me, 128 years old, I am also jeans from Okinawa, then you need to do something about it. Invest so you can live longer. Yeah, and the number is depend on recurring revenue. If you have something that is coming monthly basis, right, that will cover a part of it, how you can make from many passion projects. Do some coaching here, passion project here and there, and then you can cover your cost. That would be good enough.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, how did you learn about investments, and what are the best investment educational tools, let's say?
Okay, yes, thank you for the question. I believe that investment you can learn from the YouTube, but there are so much crap out there, yeah, you can see. So make sure that maybe you can connect with people who are doing it, and then listen to them, like how you get there, through which kind of investment. Some of them would be real estate. Some of you may be stock investment. Some of you might be crypto. Yeah, but the thing is, which one is actually the best way for you, something suited for your own capacity to own this kind of volatility. Yeah, there is no risk investment. They say there is risky investors. So if you don't know what you're doing, you are gambling. So if you want to lose the money, go to the casino, don't invest. It's more fun going to the casino. Yeah, absolutely. But try to join this community of people who actually are way there, and then try to learn from them. That is the only way I think I would suggest. Yep.
Hello? Here.
Where is it? Ah, yes, let me go close.
If you had 50 to 100K US liquid cash, yes, how would you leave it in the market, or what would you do with it?
You might have a lot of proposals for that amount. But I would say that yes, if you have cash, of course you have to have emergency fund. And I'd say, right, set aside maybe 3 months, you know, for anything happen, you can pay. You should not be taking from the stock market or whatever, right? So you can always start small amount. Don't put everything in stock market, but enter by tranches. In businesses, I would say I am almost 80% into the stock market. Okay, I really believe that the business, the people like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg, I don't need to be the greatest CEO. I don't need to start my startup. But investing in companies that you really understand the fundamentally is great. In the long term, that is going to grow because they are putting a lot of effort every single day to grow the earnings. So if you understand about S&P 500 or all that, maybe you can have a portfolio focusing on stock, which is well diversified. It's like a basket, right? So all these type of companies going to help you to push up 10 to 12% in average per year. If you are a little more conservative, there are other products that you can focus on. Maybe you can consult with financial advisors as well and see what are your options. But you need to understand your risk reward profile. Okay, I hope that answers your question.
It's a bit related to the previous presentation when they said that the future is going to be abundant. Will we still need money?
I feel like no, it's not only the future, it's now it's abundant, correct? It's really how you interpret abundance, right?
Yeah.
Anything that is for free, actually.
Yes,
yeah, you have a question. Yeah.
Now the productivity is very much related to human output because we work for our minds, right? But if we have robots working for us or AI doing the work for us, then how are we gonna earn this money?
The AI ninja was here. the question is, why you are not making your money work harder for you? That is my first question, right? If you're working for the money, right? Don't let the money sit on the bank where it's the air conditioning, where you are outside sweating the whole day trying to get more. So I would say that there is always opportunity how you use the AI. I was still doing the ID consultation for Microsoft. And then I know that this agent is only going to help us, right? Help company to give more value to the society and make things easier for us, right? So find out what is your niche, focus on that, and then, yeah, get paid abundantly. And the thing is, abundance comes from inside out, right? How is the mindset about that? If you can have more self-education as well as compassion to you, you will be able to also get more abundance from inside out. Start from the mindset. Okay.
Yes, but my question was because abundance, if we humans or will not work anymore, then they'll be focused on doing activities that will give them pleasure, but they'll not work for money. So when you invest, the only purpose is to actually grow
I don't know how to interpret the question, but the thing is, investing is a tool for you to give you freedom, okay? And then I would love that money is continue growing so I can pass on to the next generation. That is my legacy as well, okay? And not only the money, but the knowledge is more important. So first thing, let's get the knowledge, the right mindset, to create that money and grow it. And that is where the abundance happens.
Okay, there's been a lot of great value here. Give it up and show your love for Diego. All right. Please go up to Diego later on and pick his brain because I know we got a lot of really great questions that he can answer for us. Okay, we're getting a lot of value out of this one. We're getting into the nit and the gritty, how to earn money, how to build teams, And I have to admit, I have to nerd out a little bit for our next speaker, because if you don't mind me getting a little personal real quick, my father was a tax lawyer, and I have a very big history of taxes. Now, don't go anywhere, don't freak out, this is very important. My father was one of those tax guys that kept you out of jail and kept your money in your pocket. And that's why I connect with our next speaker so brilliantly. This is very important information. It is something that our community often misunderstands. Taxes are often misunderstood by the digital nomad community. And this session